how they fall. But you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faith. Faithfulness, I'm still in your hands. And I never will forget. You've never failed me yet. And I never will forget.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We believe that we will see you do it again. You are faithful. Amen. Good evening. Welcome to the World for Jesus Conference Prayer Call this Thursday evening. Thank you all for joining with us on this special series of calls as Nita reveals the truths to us concerning a union and with our Lord and Savior. We will also be praying concerning God's will for our nation tonight. This is John Woodbrook, and I'm your host for the prayer call tonight. Jesus is the Lord, and He has made a way for us where there was no way. Thank you, Lord. He made a way for us to be joined with the Father and with Him. Jesus is our salvation, He is our life, He is our provision, He is our all in all. We know Him, and to know the Father is eternal life. There could be nothing of greater value than to really know Him. Nita will be sharing about that tonight with us as we grow to really know Him. We will be giving up things of much lesser value, much lesser importance. And we will gain new perspective as we let go of those things that we have held tightly to in the past. The Lord gives us revelation in a new understanding so that our eyes are open to see the truth. And He is full of grace and mercy. He is our Father who loves us unconditionally. Let us hear revelation of His love as Nita shares with us tonight, that we might know Him. His love is perfect. Let's get quiet before the Lord and hear Him tonight. Amen. Nita and Ricky and the team, we all thank you for your faithfulness to stand in prayer and in faith, believing God. We are standing and believing together to see Him move and bring change. And as we grow in prayer together, His promise still stands. He is faithful. In just a minute, Nita will open things up for us tonight and share what the Lord has given her. Afterwards, Ricky will lead us in prayer, followed by others on the team, and then Nita will close us in prayer tonight. Please stay engaged with us in the Spirit and prepare your heart to receive. Get in the place where you can hear the Lord and take note of things that He says to you specifically. Please also be engaged in the prayer time, in the Spirit as well. Thank you so much. Amen. Okay, Ken, would you sound the shofar, please, and then Nita will share the word of the Lord with us.
Thank you, John.
Amen. Okay, go ahead, Nita, please.
Thank you, John. I want to take a moment to welcome all of you who are on the call with us tonight and tell you how much we appreciate you, your being here on the call. I appreciate your love for truth. That's very meaningful to me. And I hope that as we continue together, that you will always feel that I'm giving you the truth that you're hungering for. Bless you, and let's get started. Turn in your Bibles, please, to John chapter 17. Father, I thank you for your goodness, your kindness. I thank you for the privilege of not only being able to see your word, but to come to know you through your word. It means everything to us, Lord. We love truth because you are truth. And we're growing to turn away from all things that are not of you. And we thank you for that. Thank you for the revelation of yourself, your love, and again, your word. Be with us tonight, Lord, as I speak and as we hear. In your precious name. Amen. Jesus began talking to the Father in John chapter 17. It is the one prayer that he actually prayed that we were able to know and to hear. And we're so thankful for that. Many have called the Lord's Prayer the prayer that is located in the book of Matthew, but this really is more clearly the Lord's Prayer. What we're going to discuss tonight are some of the things that were on his heart when he prayed it, and things that he longs for us to hunger and thirst for, as he did the very moment he was praying it. We will start at verse 15 and move down through 17 and then move over to the book of Ephesians. I do not ask that you will take them out of the world, but that you will keep and protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, worldly, belonging to the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them, purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself. Make them holy by the truth. Your word is truth. This is so beautiful because here in these few verses, it seems like he says it all. Number one, God is separate from the world. His ways are different. He's calling us to a new and unique kingdom. Although he's leaving us in the world, we're not here alone. We're here by way of his care, by his determined purpose, his counsel, his will. We're here because he not only loves you and me, but he loves all those who are yet to belong to him and become a part of the vast kingdom that our Father calls his. I love this request of his. Sanctify them. purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself. Make them holy by the truth. Your word is truth. I'm not sure that even as Christians, that most of us really realize just how incredibly important truth is. We say we love truth, but few Christians live by the spirit of truth, align their lives to the truth of our Father. Most of us have relationships with God like little children. Well, you love us and we love you, and so everything's cool. When in fact, he sent his son. Now listen to this. Let this sink into your heart. He sent his son to bring us into the kingdom called truth. He didn't leave us in the world to continue being consecrated to the God of this world, to live according to the standards, the purposes, the demands of the world. This is such an important truth. I'm fighting to hold back tears because it's one of the most important truths we will ever have to grapple with in our walk with Jesus. The question is, do we truly walk in him? Do we truly walk with him? And the last question might be, do we truly walk for him? He went to the cross. He judged no man. That's what he said himself. I judge no man. But he let us know that the words that he was speaking would someday be our judge. So he's not calling us to his side for the sake of judgment, just the opposite. He calls us to his side to deliver us from the fear of judgment. He desires that as he is the child of the Father, we too would also become the child of the Father. Learning to know his ways, to understand his ways, learning to love his ways and to despise the ways of the world. You say, well, how do I know the difference? We can look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We can look at Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And those two things alone tell us how different the things of God really are. And the things of the world. Well, in Galatians 5, Paul differentiated between the ways of the world and God's own ways. We can be saved, but if we continue in the ways of the flesh, we are still under the Lordship. Now listen to me. We are still under the Lordship of the Prince of the world. Our spirit hungers for the ways of God, and God hungers for the life of our spirit. He hungers for fellowship with you and me. He hungers to raise up a people that belong wholly to Him. He knew the job would not be easy. We've been raised in the ways of the world. How could it possibly be easy to enter into a discipleship learning the noble ways of God, since they are absolutely the opposite of what we've ever known? He knows it's not going to be easy, but that's why He gave us His Spirit, to make possible what would otherwise be impossible. You see, if it was just that Christ went to the cross, the job would only be partly done. God knew it would take the sanctifying power and authority of His own Spirit to truly liberate us from the prince of evil. It is His Spirit that gives us eyes to see. It is His Spirit that gives us ears to hear and a heart to understand. The Lord speaks the words, but it is the Spirit of the living God who makes those words life to you and to me. His word is truth, but His Spirit is the power of His word. He's not ashamed of that. He made it so. This was His idea, not ours. He created the world. Then it was time to create the things in the world. Remember in Genesis when it says that the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the deep. God spoke the world into existence, a miracle so far beyond our comprehension. But then He brings us directly over to the work of the Spirit. He speaks to the earth to be. In the Hebrew, that's exactly what it says. Be earth. Be sun. Be moon. And so on. It's amazing that He can speak a few words and so much can happen. But once He spoke that, it was important for the work of continued life to come forth. And so the Spirit hovered over the face of the deep to bring forth life. And even so, the Spirit of God not only hovers over you and me to bring forth this continued growth in divine life, but it works, His Spirit works within us. It works within us to bring forth the will of the Father. Where was Jesus in all this? Well, the Bible tells us he was Word made flesh. He is the very persona of truth. Paul wrote, let me just read this to you. Verse 21 of Ephesians chapter 4, and then I'll go over to verse 15 of the same chapter. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to go down to verse 24, 21 to 24, and then over to 15. Assuming that you have really heard him and been taught by him, I love this, as all truth is in Jesus, embodied and personified in him. How simple. We don't have to work traveling all over the world to figure out where Jesus is. We don't have to work in our mind to figure out what books we need to read to know something about Christ or about truth. We have one volume that we can read and know that we can learn all truth, because all truth is in Christ. Therefore, verse 22, I'm going to go down and cover through 24. Verse 22, strip yourselves of your former nature. Put off and discard your old unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life and becomes corrupt through lust and desires that spring from delusion. Ooh, that bites, doesn't it? Every place, and this is true, the Lord showed me this himself, not that he needed to because it's in his word, but he showed me many, many years ago that where sin thrives in the life of a believer, so does delusion. It is a delusion to love the things that relate to the world or sin before the Father. It is delusion. We are captured, held captured by a spirit of delusion. You might say, well, I thought it was deception. Well, delusion has that essence in him too. But no, the Bible's clear. It's delusion. We become deluded by Satan's lies, his provocations, and so on. Verse 23, and be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude, and put on the new nature, and we know what that is, that's the Christ nature, and put on the new nature, the regenerate self, created in God's image, Godlike in true righteousness and holiness. This is the spirit of truth. What is the spirit of truth? First and foremost, it is God who cannot lie. He cannot deceive. The spirit of truth holds us in the palm of God's hand if we will allow him to. He will teach us everything we need to know about the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, everything we need to know regarding his word, his kingdom. his reality. The Spirit of Truth is there to deliver us from delusion and bring us to a place where we love truth. That is, anything that is of God and devoid of deception. He's there to deliver us from it all, that we might truly love the Father. There is no Christian who has ever lived that has to fall into an unresolvable life of delusion. Any Christian that does fall into that does so because they have rejected truth. Paul tells us about that in his epistles. We have to reject truth before we can be deceived and or deluded. So there's never a reason for a leader, a Christian leader, to become deluded. I remember the Lord speaking to me at one point, and I have to be very honest with you. I've tried to live by it, but I don't think I've lived by it as much as I need to. That is going to change and has been changing as he reveals things to me. But my eyes fell on something. And I thought in my mind, you know, there was a time I thought that was important. I don't see it that way anymore. I see that as being non-essential and of no value to my life as a Christian or to the kingdom. I'm so glad that God has delivered me of unnecessary things, and that he will continue to do that as long as I'm willing to listen. These are the thoughts that are going through my mind. When the Lord spoke to me and said to me, good, because that way is the way of Balaam. I was shocked. I was stunned. For a long time, I've wondered, was Balaam ever a true prophet, or was he always a deceiver? And his statement at that moment told me he was a true prophet, but his love for gain turned him into a deceiver. And whatever he had, he lost. I don't intend to make that same mistake, and I want to encourage you. Let go of the things that don't matter. Ask the Lord to show you what things are in your life that have no value, and in fact could be the very things that would take you into the fallen state of Balaam and his many deceptions. Ask him. And as he shows you things that are in your life, whether it's thought processes or whether it's material things, as he shows you things that are unnecessary, let them go. Either throw them away, give them away, whatever you have to do, but let them go. The things that are in my home right now are things that I use, not only for home life, but for ministry. But if the Lord ever takes me on a tour from this home and says, this needs to go, it's gone. I'm not going to trade him for any material thing. I won't do it. So here we are. The Lord is asking us to let go of the old, that is, the things that pertain to this world, and put on the new, the things that will lead you into the knowledge of God's kingdom, the ways of God, and the understanding of truth. Sounds very simple, doesn't it? It's probably a lot easier than most of us think. I know at the time that he revealed that to me, I said to him, Lord, my lack of understanding this simple truth has made it harder for me to let go of things that you've shown me than it needed to be. I'm so thankful that you helped me over those mountains in my life, big and small, and that you are determining in your heart to teach me the ways of truth, that I might have your image on the inside of me. And I want to say that to you. Nothing in your life is worth holding on to, anything that he tells you to let go of. When he speaks, do it immediately. Don't play with it, because the more you play with it, the harder it is to give it up. If it's a thought process, if it's a belief system, if it's an ideology, give it up. Just let it go and turn to the Word. If it's material things that you really don't need, give it up. If he says so. If he doesn't say so, just forget what I just said. But if he says so, I can remember I had a friend, precious friend, but God had asked me to give up so much that my friend was literally afraid that if she wanted a close walk with God, that she would have to give up everything material that she's ever owned. So the Lord spoke to me in a vision one day. I had no idea she had this fear in her heart. But he spoke to me in a vision one day, and he said, tell your friend, and he called her by name, that I will not require of her to give up the things she fears I may ask for. And that was it. I told her, and it just brought tears to her eyes. And she began to find a new peace with God. You can't judge by someone else's life what he's going to ask of you. But what he asks, don't say no. Never say no. Always say yes. And if you don't think you can do it, ask him for the grace to do it. Ask him for the love of him to do it. Because once you have that love, everything is easy. Nothing is ever difficult again. Now let's turn back to John 17. We'll start in verse 14 and work our way down to the end of 17. I have given and delivered to them your word, and the world has hated them because of this. Because they are not of the world, they do not belong to the world, just as I am not the world. I do not ask that you will take them out of the world, but that you will keep and protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, belonging to the world, just as I am not of the world. sanctify them, purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself. Make them holy by the truth. Your word is truth. So first, I shared with you that Christ is truth. All truth is found in Christ. Now the Bible is telling us that God's word is truth. What did Jesus speak? He spoke the word of God. He spoke the truths of the kingdom. He came to help us understand that there is more than life and death on this planet. There is a kingdom that awaits us that is headed by himself, by Yeshua, by Jesus. And he who is the Son of God will bring us in and bring us into all truth. We will come to love this truth more than our very soul because of its purity, because it is holy, because every word spoken will take us deeper and deeper into the consecration that the Lord desires for us, consecrated unto him, freed, delivered from the world. We are of the world. We are no longer in the world. Though physically we are in the world, we are of God. Satan cannot take that from us. It's impossible. We have to be willing to give it up. Like talking a baby into giving up her little chocolate treasure. We can promise this little tyke about great and wonderful things if we can just have that little chocolate. And that's really very simply how Satan plays. Many promises if we'll just. Well, when he's voicing all these promises, just excuse yourself and leave. Because there's a higher kingdom, holy, sure, true, that God is calling us into and using to make his own image inside of us. I want to encourage you tonight to study the scriptures on truth and on love. If you're a lover of truth, you are love. But you won't hear truth and then go out and do your own thing. The thing that determines whether or not you really love truth is, what are you doing to obey it? And if your heart is to obey what you learn, and you're actively, aggressively pursuing that, then you will know all things in God, and the love of Christ will take you there. Father, I thank you for the privilege of knowing your truth, of seeing and understanding the beauty of who you are and the beauty of your kingdom. You have called us. You have called us into the higher life, into the kingdom in which our Lord rules and reigns. That beautiful, lovely, fragrant, holy place that we will end up spending our eternity in. We thank you for that, Lord. And we know that you're not man, that you can tell a lie. Therefore, everything we learn in your word, we can set our heart on and live our life from and through, because you are truth. In your precious name, bless those who are online, those who are listening. Bless them with the love for truth, Lord, that they may be blessed in all things from your hand. In Jesus' name. Okay, honey.
Thank you, Mom. John, did you want to say something?
I was just going to introduce you as all Ricky, so that's fine.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. This is Ricky, and I will be praying over the planned, all kinds of false flags. So, join with me in this. Join with me and pray in the Spirit, please, with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for this wonderful message that we had tonight, and I just pray, Father God, that you just solidify it in our hearts and in our minds. I thank you, Lord. And Father God, I come before you now, and I just bring these false flags before you, oh God. The evil that has been planned for our nation, for its destruction, it's great. It's intense. And it comes in rapid fire in this hour. Father God, from the pandemic to the Delta variant of COVID-19, to the climate crisis, Father God, to the attacks on buildings and the chaos in our streets. One thing after another, oh God, planned. It's enough to drive a person into a bunker, to be honest with you. But you are our God, and you are on the throne, and we stand knowing that you are behind us. You are in front of us. You are on either side of us, oh God. And we need not fear the plans of the enemy when you are our strong tower, our shield, our buckler. I thank you, Father God, that we have you to support us in the midst of the season in which we are living. I thank you, Father God, that you empower your children, those who seek your face. You empower your intercessors to stand in the gap for the nation as you have driven Joel's army down into the bedrock, oh God, penetrating the tectonic plates, driving us down, oh God, through the trials, through the shaking, through, Lord God, the things that we've had to persevere. You have equipped us to be the stabilizing force in this hour. I speak to Joel's army. I speak to the intercessors, and I call you to attention. Stand in the gap for your cities. Stand in the gap for your states. And stand in the gap for your nations. Because the enemy is at war, and it's our turn to stand at attention and fight this battle. Father God, I pray that you would bring things to light, the things that you have shown me, Lord God, the visions that you've given me, the dreams, Lord God, about these secret and hidden plans of the enemy to bring mass chaos and destruction into our nation. The things that you've shown Mom, Lord God, through visions and visitations to bring mass chaos into our nation, and the things that we're seeing take place, Lord God, in an effort to bring us into a place where we are locked up in our homes. These are all the things that they are doing to shut the nations down. We bring it before you, O God, and we ask for exposure. We pray, Father God, that you would bring forth courage in the heart of man. Courage, O God, in the heart of your children. Courage to stand against the plans of the enemy. That we, O God, would not buckle under the fear of it. That we wouldn't cave when pressed, but Father God, we would rise up and stand in the gap for those who are unable to stand for themselves in this hour, for those that are unable to, out of fear or lack of understanding. We stand, O God. We stand in the gap for the nations of the earth, and we say no to your plans and purposes for our nation. This nation was created to be a nation of light. This nation is the nation that God has covenanted with in order to release his end time revival. This nation was created to be anointed, to be used of God in mighty ways in the days ahead, and the enemy is striving to end this nation and prevent the Lord's plans for this nation. So we rise up and we stand against his plans. We stand against those purposes. We stand and we say no. We say no. We say no. We come against the Delta variant of COVID-19 in the name of Jesus. We come against this variant. We come against this variant in the name of Jesus, and we command that variant to die in Jesus' name. As you're trying to stir the pot and increase these lockdowns through this variant, we say no. And we neutralize this variant in the name of Jesus. These efforts to vaccinate the citizens of the nations of the earth en masse, forcing all federal workers to be vaccinated, forcing all medical personnel to be vaccinated. We say no to these plans in our nation in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you would compel the constitutional lawyers to rise up in this hour and to begin to fight against these plans and purposes. It's a season, oh God, when we are supposed to be going back to the roots of this nation to understand what our rights are as this nation. Father God, as you showed Mom, there is a golden version of our Constitution in heaven. Father God, we have the copy here. That was your plan for this nation. And they have been working to end our rights as citizens. So, Father God, we bring forth our Constitution. We bring forth the Constitution. And, Father God, I remember last year you gave me a vision about this, that they would bring this unbelievable chaos, that they would try to divide our states. They would try to divide us throughout the country by race. They would try to cause our states to do the Cal exit and the various Texas and these various western states would exit the United States. I remember when our team was discussing this, and Father God, I saw this buildup coming across our nation, and it's the buildup that we're seeing even now, oh God, of the chaos that they've done from the riots to COVID to the variant to the vaccine, everything that they're doing in this hour, it's the buildup. It looked like sackcloth, oh God. And I remember that was brushed away. And Father God, you rolled out the Constitution across our nation as a reminder, as a seal, searing it into our nation after that occurred. I'd forgotten about that, Lord. Thank you for reminding me of that, Father God. So in this season, when they're trying to bring forth chaos, Lord God, we say no, and we brush it away, and we roll out the Constitution, and I call upon the citizens of this nation to go back to the Constitution and to read the Constitution. If you don't understand the rights, I encourage, oh God, compel the people to take classes and learn our rights in this nation, because, oh God, that was a document not just endorsed by you, but created by you for this nation that you would use in the end times. It's time we come back to the plans and purposes of God for our nation. Father God, we repent that we have failed. We've become so busy with our lives, so busy with this and that, so busy feeding our own desires that we've forgotten to seek your face. We have forgotten that our hunger and our thirst should be for you first. That we've forgotten, oh God, what our purpose is here on earth, to seek your face, oh God, and align ourselves with your will for our lives and for the nation in which we live, the nation that we had the privilege to be born into. Father God, prick our hearts that we would align ourselves with your will, and we would fight. We would fight for your heavenly will to be done here on earth. As we see their plans to collapse the economy, oh God, one false flag after another, one devastation after another, to exhaust the heart of man, to weary the citizens of this nation. Father God, let us rise up as your children and let us stand against the plans of the enemy for our nation, and let us stand for your plans for this nation. Let us stand and align ourselves with your plan for this nation. It doesn't matter what the enemy has planned. If we align ourselves and link ourselves with you, O God, and war in your camp, we shall reign victorious, O God, and your name shall get the glory, the honor, and the praise. I think of all of their plans, O God, and the reality of it is their biggest false flag, O God, is to devastate the heart of the people. So I speak to the heart of the people of this nation. Rise up. Call upon the name of God. And be ye saved, as the enemy brings in his onslaught of attacks. Look up to your Savior. Awaits. He awaits. He awaits for you to call upon his name and be saved. And then we can war together. We can stand together. We break off the oppression on the children of God in the name of Jesus. We break off depression from the children of God in the name of Jesus. And we speak hope into the hearts and the minds of the children of God, that their faith will be linked with his. Father God, let us be encouraged in you. Let us be encouraged in you, O God, in this hour. More than ever, let us be encouraged in you, O God, knowing that if God be for us, who can be against us? He shokora babaki, kiri kiri kureka, he tarabarababa shandarabarababa kalarabatarabarabakito, he ti tidibidiki shabababa kalaribidiki litabatarabarabakuta. Oh, Father God, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, O God, that you are with us. I thank you, O God. Encourage your people, O God, that they will stand strong, that they will remember the scriptures, that they will remember the scriptures and stand on them with all that they have and refuse to let the enemy take ground from them any longer. Father God, I thank you, Father.
You put hope
in the heart of man, that hope would rise in the heart of man. Hope. Hope. Knowing that that which the enemy has sought to steal, to destroy, he will not succeed, for God is with us. And if he is with us, who can be against us? Who can stand against us? Because the power of the great I Am resides in us. Father God. Release your hope, O God. Hope in the heart of your children. I thank you, Father. It's such a simple thing, but so desperately needed in this hour. As they've been bombarded, oh God. Bring forth your hope, oh God. I thank you that you care deeply about our needs. You care deeply about our concerns. You care deeply, oh God, you care deeply. Bring forth your hope in this hour, O God, and encourage your people. I thank you, Lord. In your precious name, amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I'm Ken Clark, and tonight, I'd like for you to join me praying in the Spirit. I'll be praying for the military tonight. So thank you for joining us. Avi, we just bless you tonight, God. We come before you. God, we magnify you, O Lord. God, you are highly exalted. We come before you. We bless your holy name, God. Lord, we give you glory and honor, Lord. Thanksgiving and praise. We say, God, there is none like you, O Lord. Ain kamoka ba'alim Adonai, there is none like you. God, we declare that the whole earth, Lord, according to your word, Lord, is filled with your glory. And we bless you, Lord. God, we humble ourselves before you tonight, Lord. And we cry out and we thank you, Lord, for your mercy, God, and your grace to be able to come before you tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Tonight, Lord, our Constitution is under attack in the military. And CRT, critical race theory, is trying to creep in and divide even our military. God, we ask that you would come, Lord. God, I'm reminded of when you came to Nita, Lord, and Yeshua, you placed the Constitution over the map of the United States. And then you told her, there now, I can rule this nation. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Yeshua, that this Constitution is in heaven written in gold. I remember that. We were told that a number of years ago, that Nita saw the Constitution in heaven written in gold. Lord, you helped our forefathers pen this document to protect our nation. Lord, it is a cornerstone of our republic. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that contained within these two acts, the act of the map and the act of the Constitution, is the key to protecting and delivering our military out of the grip of influence of the enemy, Lord. God, I remember clearly, and everyone that's ever gone into the military remembers the oath of enlistment for military service. It's taken by everyone that joins the Air Force or the Armed Forces as a recruit or as an enlistment, re-enlistment. It's a binding oath that all take that places them under the Constitution, meaning they have to fight for the good of the country and the Constitution. I thank you, Lord, for the oath of enlistment, and I'm just going to state it here as I'm praying. I, Clayton M. Clark III, do solemnly swear to affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will obey orders of the President of the United States and the orders of officers appointed over me according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So help me God. Lord, the National Guard also takes this same enlistment. God, we thank you, Lord, tonight that with this oath, our military is placed under the protection of the Constitution, which is where the map of America was placed when you visited Nita. God, it's from this vantage point, God, tonight that we come. And Lord, we fight for our United States military men and women. Abba, in the name of Yeshua, we come before you to intercede on behalf of our military. We thank you, Lord, that America has been given to Yeshua according to Psalms 2, that he will have his inheritance of this nation of America. We thank you, Lord, and we remind you, Lord, that this nation was given to you as a refuge nation. That was your end time purpose for this nation. And God, we thank you, Lord, that you, Lord, are protecting this nation, Lord. Lord, you see the enemy, the destroyer. He has set his target on dismantling the military of this nation. Lord, there's even a possibility of a conflict between the true loyalists in the military who do not want to serve this illegitimate commander-in-chief. Lord, we remember the years that we were under the Clintons and the Obamas and how it cost our military to become weak and depleted over a period of time. It really placed our nation in a place of weakness, in a place that we could have really been overcome during that period of time. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would intervene before the Biden administration can begin to dismantle what the Trump administration has built back up. And Lord, we're even in a danger zone right now, which I'm going to pray into here in a moment, where, Lord, the UN is already taking bases, already taking command posts in this nation. And Lord, we're in a situation where Biden may actually give our military hardware over to the UN and dismantle the military as we know today. We have never, ever in the United States needed the UN to protect this nation, because the military watches over this nation, to patrol this nation and watch over this nation. So, Lord, we ask that you would come and you would dismantle anything that has been set in the plans to dismantle our military, to tear down what has been established in this nation to protect this nation. And in the name of Yeshua, we repent on behalf of our military. God, we realize now that it had been used by the cabal, by the elite, to dismantle and disrupt governments of nations. We repent, God. God, have mercy. Forgive us, Lord. As a part of the military, having been part of the military, Lord, I repent. Lord, we did not know that the government was using us to tear apart nations. Lord, as I found this out, God, it broke my heart, because this is not the heart of military men and women. They believe that they're standing for freedom. They believe that we're protecting not only this nation, but even other nations, Lord. Lord, of tyranny, Lord. So we ask that you would come and forgive us, Lord. And we ask, Lord God, that you would come and you would set this into order. Lord, with all of our hearts, those in the military believed that we were saving the lives of people and fighting for the good of mankind. But Lord, the truth is our hands are stained with blood. And we ask, Lord God, that you would have mercy, that you would forgive us, Lord. God, that you would clean this up, Lord. Bring to justice, Lord, those that have been used, Lord, in this wicked way, in the sense of those that caused this, those that planned this, those that had in their heart to do this evil, Lord. Lord, we come before you because the unthinkable is happening in our nation. The using of the American military to tear apart our own nation of America. This cannot and this must not happen, God. We ask that you would come. We ask that you would come, Lord. As a veteran of the United States military, standing under double authority, and if you're on this line tonight and you're a veteran, or even if you're still in the U.S. military, stand with me with your authority before the Lord, asking him to come. We took the oath of enlistment to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I will bear truth and faith and allegiance to the same. I decree and declare that the military of the United States of America will not be dismantled. It will not be used for the destruction of the United States, but it will be used to help rebuild the nation in the name of Yeshua, and not only protect this nation, but protect other nations from tyranny. Come and help us, Lord. Lord, the military is under fire from within. Avi, the UN is attempting to take over our military with UN compounds being established on U.S. soil in Utah, in Hagerstown, Maryland, in Norfolk, Virginia. The Joint Chief of Staff, General Mark Milley, announced NATO headquarters is set up in full operation now in Norfolk, Virginia, as of 10:20 a.m., July 15th, 2021. Avi, the enemy through the UN is trying to create a multinational force deleting our military to remove our ability to defend our nation, therefore keeping us from being able to keep our oath to defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Lord, I ask that you would come in this hour, Lord. It would be so easy for this to be able to be turned by the New World Order because of the UN. Lord, we ask that you would come. Lord, as many times in these prayer calls that we have disinvited the UN from this nation. And Lord, tonight, with congressional authority given to this ministry, we disinvite the UN from this nation. You're not welcome to come. You're not welcome to take over. You're not welcome to change our republic or our way of life. We ask that you would come, Lord. We ask that you would come. I call for all the loyalists and the patriots and the military to stand by their convictions against what they're against them trying to undermine our nation. We ask that you would do it. We ask that you would do it in Yeshua's name. They're trying everything that they possibly can. We're being, as Ricky prayed a little while ago, we're being hit on so many multiple levels, but we're standing firm in you, Lord, because we're believing, God, that you are standing for this nation, God, and you, oh God, are going to intervene. And the next topic I want to pray into tonight is a very damaging theory that is going through this nation, not only the military, but it's being introduced in schools, in colleges, in universities, and workplaces. Lord, they're trying to reprogram the people. They're trying to reprogram the military men and women as well. And this that I'm going to pray into now is the critical race theory. Avi, the critical race theory is ripping the military apart from within, creating chaos and frustration among the military. Intervene, O Lord, and have mercy on us, God. Lord, intervene on behalf of the military. I repent for the adoption of the critical race theory, Lord. It is so divisive. It has so many parts to it that is trying to divide people in this nation. It's causing divisions everywhere it goes. Avi, forgive and have mercy. We repent to our military for the imposing of this CRT upon them. And on behalf of the military, we reject critical race theory, and we eject it from our military. In Yeshua's name. Lord, we ask that you would intervene in this hour. God, our national security is at stake. Our national security, Lord, is on the line. God, we cry out to you, Lord, on behalf of military men and women. Lord, cause our men and women to stand against this. Lord, to stand up with conviction. In the name of Yeshua, don't let this continue, Lord. This is not honoring the oath that they took. We repent for the enemy's attempt to reset the mindset and reprogram the minds of military men and women. God, we ask that you would have mercy. God, move upon us, Lord. Come and do it, Lord. Lord, our military is being hit on every side. We thank you for those, Lord, that have stepped up to the place in their lives, to the line to serve our country. God, they need you like never before. Lord, we've never before in the military had to fight the ranks from within to this magnitude, Lord. Abi, honor their service to our nation and to the Constitution of the United States. Lord, fight on their behalf. Fight for our nation. Lord, give them grace, O God. Open their eyes for them to see. For those that don't know, give them grace and cause them to be able to see, Lord. I pray Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and our strength and our ever-present help in times of trouble. Lord, your word declares that you are our refuge, our strength, and our ever-present help in trouble. God, we need you like never before, God, to defend our military men and women, Lord. God, I pray for those in the military that have PTSD, God. I ask, Lord God, that you would come and you would touch them, Lord. God, that you, Lord, would come and break the spirit of trauma off of their lives, which is the trauma has caused this PTSD. God, would you come? Lord, would you remove the dreams, the horrible dreams, Lord? Lord, the nervousness, the things that caused them, God, to react. We ask that you would come and do it. And I pray Psalm 42:5 over them. Why are you cast down, O my inner self? Why should you moan over me and be disquieted within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him. For I shall yet praise him, my help and my God. Lord, we lift up the wounded before you, Lord. Wounded in mind and wounded and broken in body, Lord. God, heal our brothers and sisters in arms, God. Heal those, God, that suffer from PTSD. We thank you, Lord, that trauma is being broken off of them as we pray. And they're being healed, renewed, and refreshed in Yeshua's name. God, we thank you, Lord, for doing this for your glory in the name of Yeshua. God, we break off witchcraft prayers and rituals that are done against our military, both in other nations and also in this nation. God, that you would come, Lord. We cancel every assignment and every attack of witchcraft and divination sent against the men and women of the military of the United States of America. We cancel everything, every negative word, every ritual. We ask, Lord God, that you would come in Yeshua's name and you would touch them, Lord. We say no weapon that's formed against them will prosper. God, we pray for wisdom, Lord. Lord, all wisdom comes from you. God, you are wisdom. God, help our leaders, Lord, to lift their eyes and their voices and cry out to you, Lord. God, give them direction, God, that only you can give. Give them understanding and discernment. Give them insight, Lord. Lord, come and intervene, God, on their behalf. Bring restoration, God, to our military men and women of this nation. And God, bring the true commander-in-chief of this nation back to the forefront.
Yes.
The military needs the commander-in-chief you appointed to step into his rightful place of authority and end this chaos and confusion, this insanity that's been loosed by this illegitimate government. And God, we give you glory and honor. And Lord, draw the military, draw military men and women to Yeshua. Cause them, Lord, in their place of suffering or in their place of concern, Lord, to begin to look to you and cry out, Lord, to you, that God, they might be saved, that you would draw them and they might be saved. And God, that our military, Lord, would again serve you. We thank you, Lord, for the chaplains, Lord, that have not bowed their knee to Baal and to these systems that the military chaplains have to go through. Thank you, Lord, for those chaplains that have been true and held true to your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and we bless you, Lord, in Yeshua's name.
Abby, I come before you tonight. This is Debbie Clark, and I'll be praying about the church. Father, we thank you, oh God, tonight that you're hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you. You are so good, Lord. You are so good. Father, we come before you. We ask that you would make your name known again, oh Lord. Make your name known, oh God, throughout this nation, Lord. Lord, we thank you that this is your hour. It's not the hour of man, but it's your hour, Lord. And you are going to do it again. And thank you, Lord. Lord, I lift up your church before you tonight, Lord. Lord, you paid such a high price, oh God, to birth the church into the earth, oh God. And Yeshua, we thank you that you are the head of the church, Lord. We thank you that you called us to be as Yeshua is in the earth. We thank you that Yeshua prepared the way for us, Lord. Oh, yes, your church tonight, we repent, oh God, for living so far below the place that you prepared for us to live. Lord, we repent. Nita spoke about truth tonight. We repent for not being the voice of truth. We repent, oh God, for living in compromise. And we repent, oh Lord, for not being the salt of the earth that you called us to be. We repent, O Lord, for doing what is right in our own eyes, Lord, instead of seeking you to hear your will, Lord. We repent, O Lord, for going astray from you because we have not known how you do things, not knowing your way, Lord. We pray tonight, Lord, for understanding. To know that you are God and you're going to do this your way, Lord, not the way of man. Avi, as part of your church, we come before you in humility tonight, Lord. And we repent for not serving you with a whole heart, Lord. We repent for not seeking your wisdom and your understanding, your insight and your discernment to know your plans, Lord, and how you do things. For not seeking you to know you, Lord. Father, have mercy upon us, I pray. We repent for our arrogance and haughty pride, for our great presumption and praying to you, Lord, as though you are our servant to satisfy our wants, Lord. We repent for not seeking you to find out what you want, what you have need of. We repent for not coming to you, for desiring to trade with the world more than seeking you. We repent, O Lord, for running from your presence, but instead running to activity in place of your presence, O Lord. We ask for your forgiveness, O God. We repent, O Lord, for allowing the cares of this world to entangle us, to wrap themselves around the minds of your church. Lord, untangle us from this mess, Lord. Bring us up, Lord, from the depths in which we have sunk, Lord, as your church. We repent, O Lord, for presuming on your mercy. Lord, for taking your mercy lightly. We repent for allowing our love to grow cold. Please forgive us, Lord. We repent, O Lord, for not being the salt, for being asleep in the light, O God. We repent for our lackadaisical complacency and lukewarmness. We repent, O God, for compromise and trampling underfoot the precious blood of Yeshua. We repent for not being a light to the nation. We repent, O Lord, for losing and rejecting a love for the truth, leaving an open door for the enemy to bring in his deception into the church. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Forgive and have mercy. Help us, Lord, to deny ourselves and take up your cross every day, Lord. Lord, we repent, O God, for those of your church, Lord, who spoke against your anointed one, President Trump, even persecuting him in your name, Lord. Oh, Father, we ask for your forgiveness, Lord. We repent for agreeing with the accuser of the brethren, Lord. Would you have mercy and forgive us, Lord? Lord, somehow free the church, oh God, of offense, oh God. We repent, oh Lord, for those of your church who voted for abortion and voted for human trafficking, oh God, by virtue of who they voted for, Lord. Again, not asking you, Lord. Lord, you've given this nation into the church to hold it, Lord. Father, make America an emblem of your glory, oh God. Abba, in the name of Yeshua, we cry out to you. Lord, send forth your light and your truth, Lord, to reveal the deceptions that are loosed in the church. Lord, we ask that you will pour out your light and your truth upon the hearts of your church that will cause us to see things the way you see them, Lord. Lord, bring the church into your light, O God. Lord, cleanse us, purify us, Lord, create in us a clean heart and a right spirit, Lord. Lord, help us, O God, to see the depths of our misguided ways, Lord. Lord, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to receive your truth. Lord, we ask that you bring down the high places, lift up the low places, straighten out the crooked places, and smooth out the rough places, so the glory of the Lord will appear and all humanity will see it, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would send your breath, O God, to breathe over these dry bones. Breathe on your people, Lord, that your people will live. Abi, let repentance come. Send forth your revival, that your times of refreshing will come. Revive us, O Lord. from this comatose state we have lived in. We pray tonight, Lord, for reformation and revival to break the powers of darkness that cannot be broken by any other means, Lord. And that, Lord, through this breaking, you will make us holy and pleasing in your sight. Avi, bring forth your prophetic reformation into your body. Put your eye salve, O God, upon our eyes that we may see as you see, not with the sight of our eyes, but with righteous eyes of the Spirit. And tonight in Yeshua's name, we decree and declare, Church, you are called to bless and not curse. Learn the ways of God so you will no longer go astray. We decree and declare the resurrected King is resurrecting his church. Church of the living God, church of the one true God, arise, awaken yourself, and shake yourself into your commission. Church, arise, shake off your slumber, step into your destiny, come alive, and step into the fullness of your calling. Church, arise, run to the light, dwell in the light. Church, arise, bring glory and honor, and become part of the dominion of the Son. Church, you are called to arise and march with heavenly hosts to do what man cannot do alone. Oh, Lord, reveal the kingdom to your church. Nita was speaking about it tonight. Lord, we pray for revelation to come to the church that she might arise in the superior excellence of your majesty and of your might. We just speak it forth over the church of the living God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Over the church again, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. Avi, we call your will down from heaven to earth to manifest and function, Lord, the way that you have designed it to. Avi, we pray for the revelation of Yeshua to come. Lord, we pray, O Lord. Lord, bring forth a greater knowing that has been ordained for this time. Avi, prepare your church to be able and ready to receive and embrace your revelation. Lord, reveal yourself to us. Avi, in the name of Yeshua, we pray from Isaiah 58:12 and ask that you come as the repairer of the breach so the ancient ruins will be rebuilt. We ask you to raise up the foundations of buildings that have laid waste for many generations and restore the streets we all dwell in. Avi, help your church to be transformed into the likeness of your Son, Yeshua. Avi, let humility and love, O God, become the foremost qualities of your church, Lord. Lord, help your church to become mature in the fruits of the Spirit, Lord, that your church will have your character, your nature. Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Avi, help us to walk in the light as you are in the light, clear, pure, and holy, free of pride and bondage, fear, covetousness, self-consciousness, darkness, and anxiety. Help us, O Lord, to do justly and to love kindness and mercy and to humble ourselves and walk humbly with you, O God. To the church we proclaim, we decree, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a peck measure, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. Church of the living God, let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, and recognize and honor and praise and glorify your Father who is in heaven. We thank you tonight, Lord, for the price that you paid. We thank you, Lord, for preparing the way. Help your church, Lord, to rise up and come into the full stature of Christ, Lord. Help us to grow up, Lord, and come into that place of maturity, Lord, that you paid the price for, Lord. We ask you this in Yeshua's name for your glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. This is Artem. And we continue praying, and right now we're shifting our focus on human trafficking, and we're going to be praying for exposure of human trafficking in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I agree with all the prayers, Father God, that were made tonight, Lord. Kelarando robo solo romahanteki, O Lord, ko robo shiteki leridia santo toko romahanteki. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Kelarama sateti arabahato koro masala rabadeki shiteki esekelere mehetiko. O we praise you, O God. Kila ramahando kusur ramashite kila rando duburodo kusur rabahate kishite ki. Oh Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. Kila ramahando kusur ramashente ki, O Lord, and we cry out, O God, for the victims of human trafficking. Oh Father, kila ramasando rubushite kila rado kusur. Oh Father God, we cry out for their rescue, for the healing, for deliverance, O Father, from the snare of the enemy, O Father God, O Remesantiki, we pray for victims of human trafficking, Father God. Kora bosite kilera duko sora boshite kileri deki kilera mahando kusora mashite kilerando dobosse. Oh, we say freedom, freedom, freedom for victims. Kora boshite kileri de freedom, freedom for victims. Kora boshite diara. Oh, lera masande ribia shite kilera deki seida kilera mama mama she. Oh, Rebia Satakilarando Kosoro Mahanteke Shiteke, Koloro Mahanteke Santo Romo Shanteke, Koroma Santeke, Ho Roma Shanteke, every chain, Koromo Shanteke Larandeke shall be broken in Jesus' name. Koredeke Santo Tokoroma Shanteke, chains be broken in Jesus' name, chains be broken. In Jesus' name, Koloroma Sante Korobara de Keso. Oh, Larama Sante, chains be broken in Jesus' name. Le Rama Sande Rebia Shete Kilerede Kese, Larama Hando Kosoromo Shanteki. Complete healing and restoration and freedom. Freedom. Freedom, freedom. We speak freedom. We speak broken chains in Jesus' name. Broken chains in Jesus' name. Freedom for the victims. For men and women. Young and old. Freedom. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the waves waves of your healing, Father. Oh, Father God, across the face of the earth, waves of healing, waves of restoration. As human trafficking gets exposed in Jesus' name. As each and every cell is getting exposed in Jesus' name. Waves of healing, waves of restoration. Ho Rama Santa Koromo, reign of freedom. Korobo Sateki Laredeki, freedom, 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 freedom. Koromisila Rama Sada Bahandeki Shideki Laredeki. Oh, Father God, we cry out, freedom in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus' name. Be released in Jesus' name. We speak freedom and we speak release in Jesus' name. Release in Jesus' name. Let us stand amarana koso. Let it be a shata tekiya salara mehede kiso. Oh, Ramashanta tekiya santo kolo romahante ki. Oh, Father God, exposure, exposure, exposure. Oh, Ramasantiki, Father God, we pray for arrests of those who are guilty, of the perpetrators, arrest in Jesus' name, justice. Oh, Father God, we demand justice. Oh, Father God, you are the ultimate judge. And you are just, and you are true in your judgments. Kelara mama santeki, Father God, korobushiteki, expose, 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 korobushateki yase, helaremia sondurumushanteki alarabahadukusurebeki yashanteki, each and every human trafficking cell, korobushanteki, we speak to you, be exposed in Jesus' name, koribiyashateki laredeki, Father God, we pray for the law enforcement forces, authorities, oh, Father God, help them stay vigilant. Oh, supernatural insight. Supernatural insight. Supernatural knowledge of things. Supernatural intelligence in Jesus' name. Koribiya salarama hande koso. Le rama mama mama shata teki yasato koloro bahade kishi. Korama sandiki. We say freedom, 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 freedom in Jesus' name. Koribi silera mama mama. Koribi ki silera behere ki she. Kola rama handu kosoro mashide ki lerede ki. Kola rama sante ki, Father God, in each and every nation. Oh, Rama Santi Kilarando Kosu, in the east, in the west, north and the south. Kela Ramasandi Rebesha to Colorobosso Rabahadiki. In each and every nation, Father God, exposure and freedom. Ho Ramasila Ramahandiki so Romashatiki. Le Ramamaniki Yasadoko Romahandiki. So Rebia Shataki Larandukosu. Ho Ramashantiki, O Father God, we intercede for this nation, Father God. Oh, for Rabasatiki Laraduku, for American nation.
liberation, Father. Freedom from human trafficking in Jesus' name. Oh, victory, victory, complete victory. Oh, complete victory over human trafficking. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the enforced legislation, enforced regulations in this area, in all the states, in all the states, in all the cities, oh, in all the villages, countryside, each and everywhere, Father God, each and everywhere, exposure, enforcement of laws, enforcement of legislation, anti-trafficking legislation in Jesus' name, exposure and justice, freedom and justice for all, freedom and justice for all, freedom and justice for all in Jesus' name. Ho Rama Seti Lede Mehidiki She Tele Rama Handoko Soro Moshitikiya. Oh Father God, in this nation and around the world, Father God, nations around the world, O Lord, we intercede for Asia, Southeastern Asia, in Jesus' name, Middle East, in Jesus' name, Africa, in Jesus' name, Ho Ramisite Kiliridiki, Ho Ramasandarebia Shatato Koloro Mahandiki Se, Ho Rabashata Kilaridiki Se, Rabahadukoso, South and North America, Ho Ramashandiki, Europe and Eurasia, Le Ramasandiki Larandukoso, Australia, in Japan, in Jesus' name, Ho Ribia Setikilaridiki. Oh, Father God, each and every nation, each and every nation, each and every region, each and every continent, each and every island, oh, exposure and freedom and justice for all, in Jesus' name, le me sandoro, ko roboshite tekiya sekelere mehidekiste, ho remia salarama hadoko sora mashante tekiya santoko, kelarama handoko sora mashanteke. Oh Father God, we pray for the authorities so that they would have their eyes opened to see the human trafficking cells, see their locations, people involved, connections and ties to another human trafficking cells in Jesus' name, so that the whole web, the dark web in Jesus' name be exposed in Jesus' name. We send your light, O Lord, we speak your light and exposure, an explosion of truth and justice in the dark web in Jesus' name. Romo Sanderebia Shatatekilaredekise. Oh Father God, we pray for exposure of computers, Korobosandiki, networks, Lekeremia Santekilarandokoso, IT equipment, Kelarama Santeke, fiber cables, Kerama Santeki Asantoloruma Santeki, 5G Kelarama Sanderebiaso Horeme Santetekia Santeki wireless transmissions exposed in Jesus' name. Koreme Santeke cell phones exposed in Jesus' name. Koromo Santeki USB sticks exposed in Jesus' name. Koromo Santeki flash drives, Koromo Santeki hard drives be exposed in Jesus' name. Koromo Santeki be destroyed in Jesus' name. Korimi Sintatekia Santo Koloromo Santeki, Koromo Santeki be turned into the arms of enforcement. Koreme Sanderibia Shantateke Lereme Santeke, Koromo Santeki Leredeki, Koromo Santeki Lerandeki Sitekia. We deprive the current owners of this information. From this information, Koromo Santeki, from the ownership of this information, when we turn the ownership of this information to the enforcement, to law enforcement, Korobo Seteki Larama Handeke Seteke, Kelarama Sanderebia Shateke, Koloromo Santeki Laranda Koso. I thank you, O God, O Rama Santeke, that all this data, O Rama Santeke, all this data is streaming, Kelarama Santeke Larebia Santoko, into the law enforcement channels in Jesus' name, and law enforcement is taking over. There's no place to hide. There's no place to hide. Everything is exposed and in the light of the Lord. You cannot hide anymore. I see you. We see you. Be exposed in Jesus' name. Koromo Senderebia Shante Tekia Larama Handeke. O Larebeyasa Tekila Randuko Soromo Shante Teke. Koloromo Sandeke. O Father God, we declare war, war, war on human trafficking. Global war on human trafficking. Lerama Sanderemia Shante Tekia Santeke. O Romo Sente Rebia Shatekila Rama Handukoso. O Rebia Sante Tekia Santeke. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Open doors. Open doors. Open doors. Prison cells are open. Kelarama Sanderebia Shanteke. O Rabasente Tekia Santo Kolo Robo Seteki. And victims are free. You are free. Oh, who the Son set free is free indeed in Jesus' name. O Romo Sente Tekia Shitekilaredeki Se. Korama Shante Tekia Santo Ko. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. Lekeremia Sandoromo Shante Tiki Sante Kelerediki. O Rama Sante Kelerandoko So. We thank you for your light, O Father. Koromo Sante Tiki Sante Ke. And Father God, I just thank you that all this information becomes available for the general public. Kela Rama Santiki, Ho Rama Sedeki, so that people may see. Kela Rama Santiki Laranduku, so that people may know and stay aware. Kela Rama Santiki Laranduku, on the daily basis, they might know and stay aware. Koromo Sandiki, and be informed. In Jesus' name, Romo Sanderibia Shatiki, Ho Ribia Sandarama Hadaka Sete Kilaranduku, Ho Romo Shantiki, stay aware and be informed in Jesus' name. Ho Romo Sentetiki Asa. And Father, I thank you for the wonderful, beautiful fruit of things that President Donald J. Trump has established in his presidency. In Jesus' name, Father God, I thank you for the strengthened legislation. I thank you, God, for all the things that he has done in this area. And I thank you, God, that the supernatural multiplication is coming. Supernatural multiplication of the fruit and the result of his endeavors and things is coming. In Jesus' name, Le Rama Sando Romo Hadeke Shetakile, Ko Robo Sante Tekia Santo Kolo Romo Sante Ki, Kela Rama Hanto Koso Romo Shante Tekia Sekelere Behedeke Se, O Romo Shante Ki, all the transport routes, transportation routes, Kela Rama Sante Ki, all the tunnels, in Jesus' name, be exposed. Koromo Shantiki, secret rooms, be exposed. Kelarama Shantiki, secret cells, be exposed. Kiromo Sontoromo Shantiki, secret phone numbers, be exposed in Jesus' name. Secret email addresses, be exposed in Jesus' name. Ho Rama Shantiki, IP addresses, be exposed in Jesus' name. Koromo Seteki, Larama Hantiki, Ho Rama Shantiki. All the cloud storages be exposed in Jesus' name. Koromo Sentetiki Asalere Behediki. All the physical storages of information be exposed in Jesus' name. Korobo Setekilarendiki Soromoshe. Remia Santekilere Mehedekosu. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. The victory belongs to Jesus. 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 There is power in the name of Jesus. And we speak Jesus. We speak Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, we cover, we cover, we cover, we cover this area with the name of Jesus. Oh, Remesantike, the blanket of your light and glory. Oh, Ramosantike, the banner of victory. He, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus, you reign in power, you reign in glory, we give you all the praise and all the glory, oh, Rama Santiki Larendiki, Jesus, we say Jesus, Korobaseteki Laranduku, and we thank you, Lord, for the victory. We thank you, O God, for this global victory in this global war, across the face of the earth. Thank you, O Father. O Ramasandike, our God is marching on. Your truth, O Lord, is marching on. Your light, O God, is marching on. Your word is marching on. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Tonight, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Artem. We are ready for you, Nia, please.
Thank you, John. Can you hear me all right? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, you sound good.
Thank you. Okay, Artem, well, all of you guys did such a great job tonight. Thank you. And thank you for those of you who are joining us online. We need you. We appreciate you. When God overturns all the things that we've been praying over, you're going to be so thankful that He gave you the grace to persevere with us for the sake of this nation. Thank you. Father, you are so wonderful. We thank you with all we have to thank you with that you have chosen to intervene for America. I know that I did not ask you for this. you told me that you had ordained this and the things that we are doing from the beginning of time. It is your will to save America. No one is having to plead with you. It is your will. You're putting that in our hearts because it's so important to you. You have a great call for this nation and for so many of the nations of the earth that at this time we don't know, but you know. And you know, once you have overturned what the elite have planned for America, nation after nation is going to turn their focus upon you. And that's all we want, Lord. That's all we're asking for, is that in the salvation of this nation, you are going to be so glorified, so honored. Your beautiful ways, your noble name, your power, your authority is going to be embraced. And so many nations that have never been willing to look at you before are going to fall to the glory of the Lord and be saved. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. Thank you for giving us whatever part it is in your will for us to play. I thank you. Whether it be on this leg of the journey or once your glory begins to be poured out over this nation, we wait upon you, Lord. We bow our knee to you because we love you. You are so good. You are so wonderful. You are so great and so gracious, so kind. Lord, you're so, I just keep saying it, noble. You're so noble. Who could have expected, who could have understood what you had planned for this hour? You held it in the reaches of time until it was time to put it on the table for us to see your great plans. Oh, my heart, Lord, it aches with joy. It's full of a sense of your good pleasure, expanding my heart beyond my ability even to deal with. All we can say over and over, repeatedly, oh God, is thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You knew what you were going to do. We didn't. But we are so thankful that you persevered with us, that you were patient and long-suffering with us. You said it was because we were a new nation, but also because of your purpose for America at this moment. You created us for this. At this very moment, we are fulfilling the very purpose for which we were created. And it will only get better. It will only get bigger. And it will only get better. Because you're God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for every person that has come online. Our team. And those, Lord, who have joined us from the family of intercessors, who love America, who believe in America, but moreover, those who love and believe in you. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. In your goodness, and in your greatness, bless them. Father, this is the hour. This is the time. This is the season in which you are going to step forward and reveal yourself to America as the God who redeems, as the God who saves, as the God who is so filled with power and authority that none can withstand you. We look to you and we rejoice because we know who you are. We know the God that says yes when man would say no. We know that you are the God who has the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and prudence, the discernment to do exactly what it takes to heal this nation and its people and to begin a supernatural healing around the world. What a mighty God we serve. What a gracious God we serve. Let the peoples hear your name. Let the peoples give glory unto the King. Let the peoples of the earth rejoice over the goodness of our God. Let the peoples rejoice at the holiness and the righteousness of our God. You are truth, and you are not man that you can tell a lie. When you have spoken and we have fulfilled the purpose for which you spoke, you come forward and do your will. Thank you that we can trust that. Thank you that we never have to feel let down or failed by you. You are just so wonderful, so beautiful, so majestic, so holy, so noble. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the healing, Lord, that you're bringing to this nation. Thank you that you are dealing with hearts, even this very moment as we pray. You are dealing with hearts who never thought you could before, but you're dealing with them now. Because you want to do something great in this nation. We thank you that you will put Trump back in his place and that everything he has done since he left the physical office has been to promote your will in this hour. He has not failed even one day to promote your will in this nation. And we believe he will not fail because you are his God as well. He loves you. He loves America. He is capable because you've given him that capacity. He is able because you've given him that heart, that mind, that understanding, and favor to fulfill your will for this nation and for the nations of the earth. Satan tried. He tried hard. He thought he won. But he is going to see his plans come crashing down around him in such a way he will be stymied. He will be stuttering. He will not know what to do. He is called the evil genius of this world, but that genius will temporarily fail because you, yes, Lord, because greater are you than he that is in the world. We know that. We put our faith in that, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for every soul that is about to be saved. We thank you, Lord, that no matter how much the elite want to stifle the blessings you have ordained for this nation and for the peoples of the earth, they are going to find themselves losing footage, losing ground, losing even their plans momentarily, because they think you can't do it. Or they will cause America to send away grace so that you won't do it. But they're wrong on both counts. You are the God of wisdom, all wisdom. Christ bought America, and this is the hour when our Lord is going to receive in his hand the throne he so rightly deserves. We thank you for preparing your church to arise in glory, that the Son of Righteousness may be seen and glorified, not to mention our Father above. We say, Lord, yes and amen to your plans. We call forth those who have wrestled with you and who have yielded in their hearts to come forth and take a hold of the kingdom, that they may be saved. We talk to those who are still wrestling and think that their way will be realized. But they are lost, they're confused, they're deceived. And we speak to you in the name of Jesus to arise, come out of that deception while there is still time. And Father, for those whom it is your will to send forth justice upon them, Lord, for all those who refuse to repent, we thank you that you have offered mercy and you have continued in the state of mind of mercy until the last possible moment, when you must intervene and bring forth justice. But in your doing so, Father, we thank you that there is a whole swath of people that didn't know who you were, let alone what you could do or would do, and that you will take that very moment to give them hope in a merciful God. We thank you for that, Father. How great you are. How great you are. How we love you. We adore you. We loud your praises, Lord. How great you are. None can withstand the will of our Father. For you, the Son, will follow his instruction and bring it to bear. I thank you for that, Father, and I thank you for that, Son of God. You are the victory. You are the conqueror. You are the hero of the kingdom. Because you love the Father and you love the Father's will, you will do whatever it takes to bring forth his will. And we stand in that, Lord. We're not standing alone. We're not hoping beyond hope. No, we are standing in your victory. We are standing in your will. We know that everything our Father desires to bring about will transpire for his glory, for your glory, and for the blessings upon the church. And those who are yet to know you as Lord. Father, we bind the deception. We bind the evil employment that Satan enters into, deals with, provokes. We bind it. You will not come to pass. You will not be able to perform all that you desire. We say to you, we stand against you. We will not yield to you. You will fall. Your kingdom will fall at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know that. We know that. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of his purpose. But we are going to see the greatest harvest of souls ripped out of your hands in Jesus' name, because it is his will. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love and your care for those who are ignorant and blind and who need to be awakened. We thank you for the power, the authority, the majesty of your name being revealed in the great signs and wonders, the great miracles you are about to bring to pass. We thank you for putting Trump back in his seat, and that none is going to be able to withstand what he will do in your name. And we thank you for bringing about the reality of a three-term president because of what the elite sought to do. Whatever length of time he needs to accomplish your will, you're going to give him. And we thank you for that. Father, we just thank you for who you are, for all that you are. How great is your name? How great is your faithfulness? Your comforts, your encouragements, your will, your plans, they're all in your hands, as is your church. We thank you for blessing your church, Lord, as only you can. For empowering your church as only you can. For using your church to bring about the greatest revelation of you and of the Son that the world has ever known. We're not worthy, but we're yours. And you will make us worthy. You will help us, cleanse us, empower us, stand with us, before us, behind us, O God. Nothing is too difficult for you. Therefore, we have no doubt, none whatsoever, as to what you can do and what you will do. May we bless you, Father. May we humbly give you our praise and our thanksgiving. May we humbly look to you and see for ourselves the greatness of our God. Thank you for that, Lord. In your mighty name, in Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. Thank you, Nita. Thank you, Nita. Ricky, would you please pray for the intercessors, and then I will close the call.
Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the intercessors here. I thank you, Father, for their faithfulness. I thank you that as we've sought your face tonight, that you are encouraging them and igniting their faith, oh God, that you're helping them to war with us and seeing the value of prayer. As we've sought your face, oh God, we see the value of prayer. And our faith is encouraged, ignited with you. I pray, Father God, that you would bless them. Bless them. Bless them, Lord God. Let them see answers to our prayer. Let them see, Lord God, the benefits of our time together quickly in their own personal lives, and even as we see victims of human trafficking set free. As we see things change in our nation, let it encourage them, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that you would just let the word that Mom released tonight pour over us as we sleep, pour over us as we go about our day tomorrow and the next, that we would be drawn deeper and deeper into that place of intimacy with you, seeing the true prayer, the John 17 sanctifying prayer, as the cry of our heart, as it was his heart for us. Let this be a transformative time for us, O God. I pray that you would touch their bodies and bring forth healing. Touch their families and bring forth restoration. Minister, Lord God, your blessings and your love upon them. Each and every one who's dedicated this time to come before you. Bless them, O God, for what they've given. Bless them. Bless them. Where their need is the greatest, bless them. I thank you, Lord. In your precious and most holy name, amen. And do you want me to do the offering, John?
I can do that.
Okay, John, thank you.
Please remember, we'll be here tomorrow night as well. At 4:50, and Ricky will be teaching on prophetic advancement, and followed by prayer for the nation as well. God is doing awesome things, and we need to be ready to be available, to be ready for him to use us during this important time. And that's what these teachings, both Nita and Ricky, that's what that is accomplishing. So thank you all for praying with us. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for believing God for the kingdom of heaven is coming, and it is at our doorstep. So awesome things are happening as we continue to stand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'd like to give opportunity for those that would like to give to the ministry tonight. We greatly appreciate you all. Thank you so much for your support. You can just go to our website at www.worldforjesus.org and click on the green donate button at the top of the page. And then You can give to whatever area you want, or just to the general fund, and we'll use it wherever is most needed. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Would you sound the roar of the Lion of Judah over our prayer tonight, please? Remember to keep Nita lifted up in your personal daily prayer time, in your closet, prayer closet, that the Lord would give her grace and strength, the ability to finish the race and to continue to know the joy and freedom in her walking in His perfect will, and that His grace would prevail and no weapon would be able to stand against her in any way. Amen. Amen. You can also remember to pray for our president, for the transition, for the exposure in the court system of the fraud that's taken place. It's coming up. There's going to be a big symposium pretty soon, and that's going to really bring things out into the open. Amen. Okay, Ken, would you please sound the victory shofar, and then I'll declare the Aaronic blessing over you.
Sure, thank you, John.
Extend your right hand to receive a blessing. Yeberekecha Adonai ve'yishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavalecha ve'chunecha Yisrael Adonai Panavalecha Vesem Leika Shalom Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give to you His shalom. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, our Messiah, we bless you. B'Shem Yeshua, Amen. Thank you, everyone. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit under the weather tonight, so that was a little rough. But we love you all, everyone. Thank you all for praying with us. Bless you. Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.